The first thing I love about the train scene is picking up the image of a world-weary Andy looking over at her team and the deliberate subtlety that Gina chose to reflect the relationship between Nikki and Joe. You know, I love this scene because it says so much about the characters who make up the old guard. I mean, how they react to the news of Niall as the new immortal ultimately tells you a lot about who they are as people. I mean, for instance, Andy's not having any of the news, and yet Nikki reflects this old world empathy. It's also the first time we learn how the old guard discovers the birth of an immortal through their dreams. And we edited the dreams to convey that each person only gets a piece of the puzzle and needs each other to complete the picture, though Andy, being the oldest, seemingly probably sees it all. It was important that we created a visual pathway for the audience to understand that immortals know and find each other through their dreams. Niall may not know immediately what she's dreaming, but the audience would understand by the end of the scene. The visual look of the dreams was first designed in pre-production so that Gina and her DP, Tammy Riker, could shoot images that we could play with and enhance in the cutting room. We talked about the old guard's dreams versus what Niall's dreams would look like. I love that the dreams were a partnership between the work of the camera on set, our work in the cutting room, and then additional design by a company called Antenna Creative, who we worked with not only to create our Main on End titles, but also worked with us on the sociogram.